daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, KUKOs, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, twin extra longs, fulls, queens, and kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have an amazingly warm weekend forecast, and that continues with even mild nights. Tonight, look for a partly cloudy sky. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. We should be dry. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 80 to 82. There could be a few spotty showers around the area, mainly Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. Monday's high in the mid-70s, scattered showers. Better rain chances on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's high right around 80. The pollen count is still way up there in the high to very high range right on through the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And welcome to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams. 272-9228 is the number. We were talking, again, off mic, and we'd like to know how you guys are taking this show. What do you think? Do you think Tom Horn's right? Do you think there's something coming? Because there's so much, granted circumstantial, but there's a lot of evidence out there. The Bible talks about wormwood hitting. I believe, you know, a lot of people say, well, we still haven't had the abomination that causes desolation. We're waiting on that. Well, no, we're not. I believe the abomination that causes desolation is the corruption of our DNA. The temple they're talking about is our body.
Right.
Just like when Jesus argued with the Pharisees, tear this temple down, I'll rebuild it in 3 days. And one of the Pharisees' leaders said, it took us 46 years to build this temple. You're going to rebuild it in 3 days? And he said, yes, because he was talking about the temple, our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of God. I believe the same thing applies with the abomination that causes desolation. I think that what Satan and his minions, formerly known as Lucifer, what he's doing is corrupting God's creation through our DNA. And that if you do any research at all, you will find that our DNA is being changed. It's being manipulated and corrupted by GMOs, by frequencies, by 5G, by everything. Everything they've done. Everything they've done, it's like they're assembling the perfect weapon in each little thing they put up, whether it be the frequencies, the GMOs, the chemtrails, the nanoparticulates. Everything's working together for our demise. Speaking of demise, I saw where Pelosi, who's just crazy as a loon, tried to sneak in some extra abortion funding in the coronavirus bill. These people are just the epitome of pure evil. They don't even try to hide it anymore. They need more food. They need to harvest more unborn children to get the energy from them. That's what that's about. And also, Planned Parenthood funding, despite what President Trump says, has increased. It's increased this year. Well, last year it was an increase of I forget how many millions, but it still is going to be funded because there's a lot more to abortion than most of you realize, and that's the truth.
Oh, and one other note, Terry, about the asteroid. There's real time tracking online if you're interested in tracking it. And as of right now, it's 247,045,941 miles from here. That's 2.6 AUs. That's AUs is distance between Earth and the Sun, which is 93 million miles.
Wow.
So it's pretty good distance from here. But
thank God. But it's closing. What is the speed that you read earlier? I mean, it's clipping.
It's 28,000 miles an hour.
It's clipping. So
yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Hungary. I don't know that much about the country of Hungary, but I found this article. If the U.S. acted more like Hungary, we'd put an end to mass Muslim migration. Prime Minister over there is a guy named Viktor Orban. He's a man that... he's been very open about the rich Christian history of his country, and he holds fast to the Reformed Christian faith. He's declared over and over his desire to defend Hungary from mass migration and the Islamization of the Christian country. Now he's doing it again in renewed attempts to stop the mass Muslim migration into his country. He calls it an organized invasion. Matter of fact, his quote is, and I am quoting him, "Everyone should be wary of the idea of Islam being part of any European country." Absolutely correct. Folks, that's happening here too. We are being invaded by the Muslims. And let me tell you something. They are not the religion of peace. They do not assimilate. As a matter of fact, you assimilate into their belief system or you're to be killed, according to their version of the Holy Book.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, this past week, you didn't see this on the news, the former acting inspector general for President Obama's Department of Homeland Security has been indicted. It should have been a huge news story regarding the U.S. Capitol swamp, but you didn't hear anything about it. This is, he's being indicted involving the theft of equipment and documents. 16 charges against him. That's yet another Obama cabinet, or what should I say, administration personnel being arrested, or actually they found him doing things he shouldn't have been doing. We had a call Thursday night, and while I have the chance, thank you, David Ernest, for allowing me to be on your show. A guy called and said his dad was working for a oil company, and in Vietnam, a seismograph in a region outside of Saigon found the largest field of oil ever. This was 1955, and it's, of course, French Indochina. A company out of Houston, through SO Oil, estimated they could get 50,000 barrels of oil a day out of this field, but it was capped and has yet to been, they haven't tapped it yet.
Yeah, they were getting 50.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, he said they was getting, and they capped the well.
Now, why would they do that?
Well, to save it.
Save it for what?
Till
they need it?
Well, and I guess until they get ready to go in there and take it over, I guess.
Yeah, and take it over is right. It's just, it's just crazy. Let me see. Let me do some need to know if I can find my need to know. Wait a minute. Let's go to show notes first. Let's see. The coronavirus is mandated paranoia, folks. The deep state is using its most powerful weapon, the media. And you can quote me on that. 1986. Did you know that in 1986, the entire legal team at the Southern Poverty Law Center quit in protest because they said that that organization had lost its way. It had strayed from its original purpose, which was helping the little guy. Found that on a podcast a couple of days ago. Business licenses in Montgomery. Do you know how much money our business license, Adams Motorsports, you know how much money we pay for our business license?
I have no idea.
$4,805.
Wow.
$4,805 for our business license. Because they base it off our gross receipts.
Now, 0.1%?
I don't. Lynn knows the formula. I don't know the formula, but it came up to 4,805. I think we were going to do 6-7 million. I don't know. 4,805. What kills me is you've got the so-called professionals, the lawyers. They pay a flat fee of like $200. Imagine that. What are the chances?
They make millions.
And they make millions. Another bit of news, Dick's Sporting Goods, and this should not come as a surprise. You should have seen this coming. They're going to remove all guns and hunting products from their stores. 2 years after banning so-called assault weapons, Dick's Sporting Goods has announced it will now eliminate the hunting section and all firearms from the majority of its stores. Electronic interference. Monday morning, I climbed into my car to go to the bank. Well, my fuel gauge didn't work. And my entertainment display. That car has a DVD player in it, believe it or not. The way it's programmed, you can't be. The car has to be in park, and you can watch a DVD on it, believe it or not. So, you know, CD player, satellite radio, all that stuff. Well, it started coming on and off, cycling on and off all by itself. I had to take it to the dealership. Well, they called me Thursday and said seven other people displayed about theirs doing the exact same thing. Now, Tuesday night when I went to use our Dyson cordless vacuum, the one we just put a new battery in, it worked for a few seconds and it quit. So I went to hang it back up. It started working again. So I turned around to go back to the den where I was trying to vacuum. It quit again. Now, Wednesday night, the next night, the fully charged cordless phone started beeping and it dropped the call. So what's going on here? Is 5G messing stuff up? Is there something interfering with the frequencies going on all around us? I don't know, but something's going on. Something ain't right. And speaking of that, not right, it's another break. So, folks, we'll be back in just a second.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to the program, and our phones are open at 272-9228, and Bo is on the phone. Hey, Bo.
Hey, my friend.
Hey.
How's it going?
How y'all doing?
All right.
Good, good. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
I kind of stayed plugged in to Twitter, Facebook, a lot of social media, and watched a lot of George Webb and all that kind of stuff this past week.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff I gleaned, like today, Amazing Polly had a thing on there on Twitter about EpiPens turning into adrenochrome.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. And she's like, you know, the schools get like big batches of them. And when they go out, that's what she was saying, is when they go out, expire, I guess the end result of it, the EpiPen formula, is adrenochrome. What is, her question was, what are they doing with all this adrenochrome? Who's getting it?
I got an idea.
Yeah. Those reptilians?
Uh-huh.
Illuminati?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, if you've ever read Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas... he talks about that.
Hello.
Adrenochrome business being a drug.
Yeah. Hey, did you see I can't remember the guy's name, McCollum or something, down there in Florida, the guy that ran against, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, I've got that on my list of stuff to talk about. Yeah, they found him in a hotel room.
They said that, I've been trying to follow news updates, whatever, and the last update I saw on it was the police are dropping the charges. So it's probably going to wind up being another Juicy Smollett case, you know, where the feds have to get involved and pick up the case and go with it.
Yeah, if it were you or me or anybody else that was in a room with methamphetamines, one guy passed out and all this going on, we'd be in jail right now.
Yeah.
But not him. No, not him.
Not our Juicy Smollett.
Yep, exactly.
He's still running around free.
Yep. He sure is, and it just disgusts me to no end, but, you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? The George Webb, he's still saying that what he's saying is if you want an alternative to the impeachment hoax 2.0 fake trial that Adam Schiff and Nadler and all that's been put on Dog and Pony Show. If you want an alternative to that, to, you know, where you can find out true news media, where they've done the research, they've knocked on the doors, they've talked to people, they've interviewed people.
Right.
he said, if you want an alternative to that, tune in to George Webb, you know, YouTube, whatever, and because they're going to be broadcasting information that is, you know, factual.
Right.
That counters the information that they're trying to present against Trump again for the second time.
This is ridiculous, man. It's just over the top.
It's kind of taking a back seat, you know, right now, because the Dems are foaming at the mouth trying to get their money on this. What I'm calling it is another omnibus bill where they can just write a blank check, just say, give us a blank check, and we'll do with the money what we want to do.
Yep. It's disgusting.
And if you look at Pelosi's district, you see what the money will go for. It'll go into cleaning human excrement and feces and all that off her streets over there.
Yep. And extra abortions, too.
Oh, yeah, extra abortions. But there's no telling. I mean, think about how she did the... there's so many people competing for the most wicked person on the planet. You know,
I think she's done pretty good for herself as far as that goes.
She's ranked up there with the top 10.
She's at the top of the leaderboard, Bo.
Because think about what she said when the Obamacare thing was trying to pass it. They said first pass it and then you'll see what's in it.
That is the most insane statement ever uttered by a politician, in my opinion.
But that's their methodology. It's like, look, we know what's best for you. Just shut up.
Why are you questioning us? Why are you questioning us? Do what we tell you to do and shut up.
Yeah. Exactly. Just watch, guess what? They can't watch the sports now because Corona. They would pop a top on a beer and sip the suds down and shoot the bull with each other about, oh, did you see so-and-so shoot that, you know, three-pointer at the bell and all this kind of, at the buzzer and all this kind of stuff. The stuff that is totally irrelevant to life. But if you want to talk to them about a chemtrail...
No. They don't exist. That's a conspiracy theory.
Or you want to talk to them about putting aluminum and chlorine and all God knows what in the water... God knows what in the air. You want to talk to them about that. They look at you like, well, when are you going to put your tinfoil hat on?
Yep. I know, Bo. I know, man.
But guess what? Maybe we need tinfoil hats.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we're to that point now.
Something's got to be done.
Where the tinfoil hat would, maybe that would make the EMPs and stuff bounce off of our brain, our neurological system, instead of infiltrate it.
True. Well, brother, let me let you go, man. I got three other calls.
Okay, God bless.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
enjoying your show tonight.
Thank you.
Widely ranging, as usual.
I'm everywhere. I can't help it. It's the way my brain works. Or my brain doesn't work. Whatever.
I hear you. You know, I call this show sometimes just so I can talk about Q-related matters.
Sure.
And, you know, that just doesn't work on other genres.
No.
Other shows.
Come on. You're kidding me. I know. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I don't
have a problem with it either. Whatever they want to... They're free to believe what they want to believe.
They can deny whatever. And, you know, I, and plus... You know, I told Dan this one day when I called in that there is a lot of disinformation on the Q stuff, too, okay?
Yep.
It's not just information. It's also disinformation. But there's a lot of stuff on there that is true and real, I think.
I agree.
And they're kind of the news about these high-profile politicians, sports figures and entertainment figures with pedophiles
mm-hmm.
are not really covered in the news yet.
You're right.
But
But I think that there is some truth to it, and I think it has a lot to do with human trafficking that was available over the Mexican border.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, with Durham and Hoover both now working in the background, I have sort of a theory that a lot of what Durham is doing is almost like a black op, and it's happening before our very eyes, but we don't recognize it as that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that, you know, in fullness of time, we'll see, you know, more and more of what needs to happen. For instance, if it's true that Tom Hanks was a world-class pedophile, and he did visit, you know, Pedophile Island.
Yes, he did.
Epstein's Island for many, many times.
Yes, he did.
As did many other celebrities, including Oprah.
Yep.
If it is true that they are actual, you know, satanic Satanists that are practicing satanic rituals,
mm-hmm,
using human beings.
Yes.
That's going to have to come out sooner or later. But I think that some of the minor players are being taken off the field one at a time. Epstein was one of them. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not sure he's dead. Okay?
I agree.
He could very well not be dead.
That's true.
And, you know, spirited away to a military-type holding facility.
Sure. Makes sense.
Weinstein is the next big thing that, you know, this recently happened.
Right.
You know.
23 years.
When is he going to sing? And he knows, he's got to know his life is in danger.
Yes. No question.
They're in the prison system. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, kind of interesting is, you know, well, how do you get to, you know, really prosecuting these folks from a military tribunal standpoint? Well, here's how you get to it. If it comes to crimes against humanity,
mm-hmm,
okay, that's when you get to a military tribunal type situation.
Right.
And that's when you get to a, you know, a cattle roundup type of thing.
Yeah.
When it comes time to it. I also think that, you know, well, the coronavirus is real, obviously, you know, and it's not some sort of, you know, deep state made up thing. But, you know, it could very well be that Hoover, Durham, you know, people in the DOJ are using this as sort of sauce for the goose.
Yeah.
They're using what they've got in order to kind of operate in ways that they couldn't otherwise.
True.
You know, quarantining people in their houses and away from sporting events is a perfect way to stop, you know, additional false flags with shootings and bombings.
That's a good point.
You know?
I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah, and so, you know, we've been promised all these quote-unquote days of darkness.
Right.
You know, for years now. Who knows, maybe this is it. You know, not that they planned on it this way, but, hey, you know, it's just been, they're playing the cards that have been dealt, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay? That makes sense.
So, anyway, I know you got to the bottom of the hour, but a lot of interesting things to think about.
Yes.
And the main thing I hope is that hurry up and get the pedal to the metal, baby.
Absolutely.
Because if this kind of stuff is going on, we need to round these folks up and send them on down to Gitmo right now.
Amen. I couldn't agree more, Poppy.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
See you. All right, callers, hold on. We got to hit this break. We'll be back in five agonizingly long minutes.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
My Pappy says
said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's Cars, Cuckoos, Caffeine, Canines, and Consultation. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoos, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Ernest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoos, Caffeine, Canines, and Consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have an amazingly warm weekend forecast, and that continues with even mild nights tonight. Look for a partly cloudy sky. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. We should be dry. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 80 to 82. There could be a few spotty showers around the area, mainly Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. Monday's high in the mid-70s, scattered showers. Better rain chances on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's high right around 80. The pollen count is still way up there in the high to very high range right on through the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
And welcome back to the program. Sorry, callers, that you couldn't hold on, but the phone lines are still open at 272-9228. I'm going to do some need to know. Wall Street banks got the word today that the Fed's money gusher repo loans that began on September 17, 2019, will deliver on Thursday another $270 billion in loans at an unprecedented low interest rate. The Fed will increase its one-day loans up to $175 billion a day. 14-day loans will be increased to $45 billion. And one-month loans will be increased to $175 billion a day. Congress has no control over any of this. This is totally insane, folks. It's our money. Hey, caller.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Hey.
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, I've got some interesting stuff that I found.
I know.
I kind of like.
I can't wait.
I want to share with you. But the last 7 days, by any stretch of the imagination, this is not normal.
Amen.
But there's something much more happening. And I want to put the phrase out there from a biblical perspective.
Please do.
That history always repeats itself.
Yes,
okay?
It does.
So let's explore a little bit. And first of all, let me ask you this question, not a rhetorical question, just a question.
Oh, sure.
What was the cause of the flood?
I think it was to get rid of the Nephilim that were the offspring between the fallen angels and the earthly women they took for them wives.
No, he said what caused it.
What caused it?
Yeah, what physically caused the flood.
God unleashing a torrent of rain on the planet. That's what I thought.
But the reason for the flood, I guess, would be the question.
Get rid of the Nephilim, or am I missing something here?
No, I mean I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
So let's postman.
I actually think he used the enemy to do his bidding, like he usually does, and namely the Anunnaki. And what they did was that planetary system was here at the time. And what they did was they brought it closer to Earth to cause that flood. And he actually allowed them to do that because he had already cut out Noah to save the human race. You know.
Wow. That's a lot better answer than I gave.
Yeah, that's a bit heavy, but that's a little bit different direction than I was going to go. But anyway,
go ahead.
Let's explore some facts. I'm going to lay some stuff on you on things that I didn't even know until.
Lay it on me, baby.
Okay. First of all, the fallen angels, a lot of people, including me, believe that the fallen angels were the reason for the flood. And that's why the world was destroyed, because of all the corruption that came on.
Yes,
okay?
That's what I believed.
But I believe that the flood, the reason for it was much, much worse. Okay. And it would have been better off for us if that was the reason for the flood, because the pure evil that followed may be the reason for what's happening right now before our eyes as we sit here and watch the news in the last 3 or 4 days and whatever it's going to unfold in the next 2 to 3 weeks, okay?
Okay.
None of this has ever happened before that I can remember. I mean, I'm 67 years old. I've never seen anything what's happening right now.
Same here.
Okay. Now, here's some facts and some things that some people may know and some may not know.
Okay.
And I'm not going to, I'm not going to assume anybody knows anything as I keep getting trolled for doing that. But the Nephilim were on the earth in those days. And this is Genesis 6:4.
That's right.
And the sons of God came to daughters of man and bore children to them. And these are the mighty men of old. That's Genesis 6. Most of us know that story.
Right.
Okay. However, the actual biblical text elaborate on who these beings were, where they landed, when they came, what they did, and what happened to them as a result. Okay?
Okay.
Now, one thing that's interesting, and we learned that in the days of Jared, the 200 watchers called the fallen angels landed on Mount Hermon. That's the first clue, the days of Jared. And these 200, that's one Enoch 6:6. And then they mated the women to produce angel-human hybrids known as the Nephilim.
That's right.
These first-generation hybrid offspring lived no longer than 500 years.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No. I didn't know that.
I didn't
there
either.
Was a certain time they lived.
I did not either. Now, and I'm going to get to the reason, the whole reason for this call here in a little bit, okay?
Oh, okay.
But they lived no longer than 500 years, and they were killed off by each other as the fathers were forced to watch.
That's right. Part of their punishment.
Exactly. And that goes on, and then... They would bind the 200 watchers for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the days of judgment and their consummation. That's 1 Enoch 10:12. Okay? Now, numbers. Is it just a coincidence that there were 200 watchers that went down to Tartarus and were buried in the valleys of the earth where the rivers flows, as in the book of Revelation, that which records the release of four angels that were bound in the Euphrates River.
Wow.
And the sixth angel blew his trumpet and heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God. And the voice said to the sixth angel, release the four angels who were bound in the great Euphrates River, then the four angels who have been prepared for the hour, for this hour and day and month and year, and turn loose to kill one-third of the people on the earth.
Wow. Okay? Specific. It was specific.
Yes, very, very specific. And it says, I heard the size of the army, which was 10,000 times 10,000, which is 200 million.
Right.
Wow.
Keep that in mind with the 200 million.
Bonnie. Okay.
And let's not forget the 200 million Nephilim soldiers that are released out of the bottomless pit, also in Revelation.
Okay.
Now, let's move on to what's in a name. And we talked about this probably a year ago, year and a half ago. Adam's name means man.
Right.
Seth means appointed. Enosh means mortal. Kenan means sorrow. Mahalalel means blessed God. Jared shall come down. Enoch teaching. Methuselah, his death shall bring. Lamech, disparaging, and rest. Okay?
Okay.
And if you put all that together, and this I got this from Chuck Misler, it says, man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down, teaching that death shall bring disparaging rest. Okay. Now, Jared shall come down. The fallen angels came down in the days of Jared. Methuselah, his death shall bring. The flood started 7 days after Methuselah died, and then Noah rest. That's the key to this entire, the reason I'm calling tonight, okay? Mahalalel named his son Jared because it means come down. And I think we, and according to Enoch 9 through 10, that they lived for 500 years and killed each other off around 3000 BC. You can find that once again in Enoch. The fact that here is verbatim. It says, and no request that they, the fathers, can make to be granted unto the fathers on their behalf. But they live an eternal life, or they have no hope to live an eternal life, that each one of them shall live for only 500 years. Okay.
Okay.
And you got to remember, Genesis is like cliff notes. Okay. We get all these little bills.
That's right. That's right. Streamlined.
Yeah. And to try to fill it in, you've got to go to different books.
That's right.
And as you know, my feeling on Enoch, but I've really got a lot from the Book of Jasher in the last 2 to 3 to 4 weeks.
I told you, Frank.
In the Book of Jasher. Okay. It talks in chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. The following verses state that it was the time that Enoch resolved to separate himself from the sons of men in order to serve the Lord. Okay? Now, we all know that Enoch lived for 365 years, fathered Methuselah, and he walked with God for 300 years, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and God took him. Okay?
Right.
And that's it. We don't hear any more after that unless you go to Enoch.
That's right.
But when you really find out about it is when you go to Jasher. Now, why was Enoch such a key player in all of what happened with the fallen angels? We learned very quickly that Enoch essentially worked as an attorney, basically, for and against the Watchers.
That's right.
Exactly. And the sons of men were greatly afraid of Enoch, but man was also afraid of Enoch, as they were feared to approach him on account of his godlike appearance. That's in Jasher 3:20.
Wow. I wonder what that means.
Well, here's what I found.
Okay.
Enoch continued to minister to men for a short time, and after then, eventually, he was called by God to heaven. But sometime before that, when the kings and princes and the sons of men were speaking with Enoch, and Enoch was teaching them the ways of God.
Yeah.
In other words, Enoch was teaching.
Yeah,
the
he
angel
was a teacher.
Of the Lord. Yeah, okay. But he was teaching at the time. The angel of the Lord called Enoch from heaven, called him to heaven, right in the middle of something when he was teaching.
Okay.
And wished to bring him to heaven to make him reign over the sons of God, just as he reigned over the sons of earth. Now, what happened, and I didn't really realize this, is that Enoch was an extremely powerful preacher on earth before he was taken up. Okay? It doesn't say that anywhere, even in the Book of Enoch. Okay.
Wow.
Now, this event happened approximately 65 years prior to Noah's birth. Jerry, you need to take a break.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea. That way the podcast won't get lost. So, yeah, hold on for me, Frank.
Okay.
Postman, can you put him on hold? Because I don't think I can from here. All right, hang on. We'll go ahead and do this.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And welcome back. And Frank is on. Go ahead, Frank. We're back.
Hey guys. Hey, and one thing more I wanted to cover about Enoch is that, and I did not know until this week, and I found this in the Book of Jasher, he would spend more and more time with God as it goes on, and as the years progressed. It got to the point where he was spending 364 out of 365 days alone with God and only one day with man.
Can you imagine? Wouldn't you do the same thing?
Jeez. I mean, just think about it. Now, put in your mind's eye, put yourself back in this time frame.
Okay. All right.
And the fallen angels have come down in the days of Jared, corrupted mankind, and they've seen that. And then Enoch's born. He knew Adam. He walked with Adam. And he saw everything that was happening. Okay? And then he's taken. And then Methuselah takes over his place. And this is where he goes on. It says, it is as Methuselah and Lamech feel like things are somewhat back to normal because they name Noah, and the meaning for name of Noah is rest. And one of the things I've learned about reading the Bible and Scripture is that when the author of Scripture takes a moment to insert something of extra details, okay, we need to take a step back and take notice of this.
It's
and
important.
This is some things that I found this week that I had no idea about, okay? Apart from the quick remark regarding Enoch's unusual departure, there is no added or additional details giving the lineage of Seth until we get to Noah, okay? Then you go to Genesis 5:28, and Lamech had lived 182 years, and he fathered a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, on the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring us relief. Okay?
Okay.
Relief. Have we ever heard that or even taken notice of that?
No.
Okay? Now, it sounds a bit vague, but if you go to Jasher 4:14, it says, Methuselah called his name Noah, saying, the earth was in his days at rest and free of corruption. And Lamech, his father, named him Menachem. And then it goes on to say later that Methuselah, which basically ended up raising Noah, okay, changed his name to Noah. But at rest and free of corruption. The fallen angels come down, okay? They only live 500 years. They're taken out. They're bound up. They kill each other. And the original fallen angels, basically the 200, are bound, okay?
Right.
The Nephilim are killed off. So what is this rest and free of corruption if the earth is destroyed by the flood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says, Jasher, and this explains a little bit about Noah in Jasher 5:19, that his father was really not pure at heart. So Noah ended up raised Noah, okay?
Right.
And Noah lived for 300 years before the flood came. Now, what gets really interesting, the first mention of the wives of Noah's three sons, if you go to Genesis 6:18 and Jasher 5:32, they coincide. And I will establish a covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And then in Jasher explains that the three wives were chosen 7 days before the flood.
That's right.
Okay. 7 days they were, and it goes on. I won't read the whole thing, but that's what it explains. They were chosen 7 days before the flood.
That's not much time, is it?
No. But why were they chosen 7 days before the flood? And why before the flood? And if you go back to Genesis, and you talk about the Nephilim, okay, and everything that happened, but what gets really interesting, okay?
Okay.
If you go back to Jasher, in Jasher 4:4, but in the latter days of Methuselah, okay, this is the latter days of Methuselah, the sons of men turned from the Lord. They corrupted the earth. They robbed and plundered each other, and they rebelled against God and went contrary. They corrupted their ways. They would not listen to the voice of Methuselah and rebelled against him.
Wow.
And it got worse and worse, and the evil continued to escalate into the days, and Moses writes, and God saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and in every imagination of the thought, his only thought was pure, pure evil. So what happened?
That's a good
from
question.
From Noah, the rest of peace after the Nephilim, what happened?
I don't know.
The second, third, and fourth generation of the Nephilim hit.
Okay?
And if you go back, it says, and in Jasher 4:18, and their judges and rulers went to the daughters of men and took their wives by force from their husbands, according to their choice, and the sons of men in those days took from the cattle of the earth the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air, and taught the mixture of animals of one species with another.
Genetic. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In order, therefore, to provoke the Lord, and saw the whole earth was corrupt, and all flesh was corrupted in the ways of the earth, and all men and animals.
Oh, my God.
And if you really want to dig down deep, okay, this was approximately 120 years before the flood. What I find extremely interesting is that, like I say, this is the second, third, fourth generation of the Nephilim. And you can go into different theories. There was another pre-inclusion or another pre-flood return but there's no biblical backup for any of that.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, Terry, this is exactly what we're seeing happening right now today.
Yes.
And here's the conclusion, because this blew me away when I found this out. I had no idea. And it's right before our eyes. We just don't read it or understand it, okay? If you go to Genesis 7:12-16, and the rain was upon the earth in 40 days and 40 nights, And the self-same day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and three wives, and the sons. They, and every beast after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind. Okay? Now, if you go down to Genesis 7, 21 to 23, what did not make it on the ark? All the flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and of cattle and of beasts, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And it goes on and on. But did you notice that the phrase, after his kind, does not appear in reference to anything that perished in the flood?
What
so
is it?
Everything that was taken with Noah was after his kind, okay? Or the his kind being God's kind, okay, that God created.
Ah, okay.
And if we, okay. Okay, and I know it gets a bit more deeper.
I'm getting it. Go ahead.
But after that, I mean, that's why does it say that? And we've all read Genesis 100 times, okay?
Right.
Why do we miss that after his kind?
I don't know. But now, okay. When you say it, it makes perfect sense now.
Yeah, and
I'm sorry.
And also, have you ever read that Tubal-Cain made it on the ark?
Yeah.
He was there.
Now,
go ahead.
If you go back to Jasher 4:18 and the judges and rulers, okay, the judges and the rulers are the key. What they did is they corrupted all flesh on the earth. What is happening right now before our eyes on TV today? Science is trying to change God's order and DNA manipulation.
Yep.
Species barriers placed, yes. The species barriers that replace the animals by God are considered outdated by man, and now they're doing all this different inbreeding.
They're trying to convince. Yep, trying to convince there's more than one sex, trying to corrupt everything God did.
Exactly. Generic science is like nanotechnology. We talked about this in depth. Is exploding.
Yep.
Our souls are being affected. Yep. Genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, somatic molecules, and beast DNA. They're all here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Look at the news tonight. What's happening? And go back and think to yourself again, why did the flood come? It wasn't from the fallen angels, and it wasn't from what man sinned. It was what the second, third, and fourth generations of the Nephilim did man.
What they created, the chimeras and all that, right?
And what they're doing right now.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. Anyway, I know I took way too much time, but Terry, I found this really interesting. And I tell you, when you put the Bible, Enoch, and Jasher together, it's pretty indisputable.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with it, isn't it?
It is. So, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you,
appreciate your time.
You bet. All right, let's go ahead and hit this top of the hour break, and we'll be back.